This is Jordan Seculo in Washington, D.C. How can we stop Obamacare, not just in the courts, but the next president?
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
Part of the Affordable Care Act, health care reform, also known as Obamacare. By the way, you know what? Let me tell you. I have no problem with folks saying Obama cares. I do care.
It's been a long time, so long.
I think if the president decides, after running against Congress, running against the Republicans, now he's going to run against the Supreme Court, which is one of the few institutions actually held in high esteem, that he's going to look like a whiner and a loser.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
You can put lipstick on a pig, Mr. President, but this is still a pig.
That's 1-800-684-3110.
My view is that this is a pretty clear-cut case where the federal government has intruded on the rights of states. And this is one where the Commerce Clause is being stretched beyond the breaking point, and you'll see the court strike down this piece of legislation. And we will instead put in place a piece of legislation which returns responsibility for the care of health care for the poor to the states where it belongs.
And now, your host, Jordan Sekulow.
Hey, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. We're taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. Stock market plummeting as the super committee on debt reduction, deficit reduction, basically announced we failed to come up with these cuts. That means that an automatic, if something doesn't change the next few hours, automatic cuts come in. 50% of those affect the Department of Defense, so military spending. $1.3 trillion in cuts would be automatic, and that's because this super committee of half Republicans, half Democrats could not come up with an agreement because, I think, one, Democrats were saying we're not doing anything that doesn't have tax increases. Republicans say we're not doing anything that includes tax increases. And if you start at that point, there's not much to compromise on. So that is affecting the economy today as well. Of course, this is all being affected, too, by Obamacare, the legislation, the law that's now before the U.S. Supreme Court in March. We'll get an opinion June or July. I was on Fox News, actually, this morning discussing with Bill Himmer on America's Newsroom what would happen if the Supreme Court says it's constitutional, but a Republican takes the White House. They've all said they want to repeal it. Mitt Romney said what he'd do on day one and day two. He's kind of gone through a comprehensive plan on how to repeal it. We explain that in about 3 minutes. I'll play some of that for you today as well, because I think, listen, either way the Supreme Court goes, it will have huge implications, a huge impact on the election. But here's what I need from you first at aclj.org or by calling right now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. You can sign our brief to the U.S. Supreme Court. We represent 106 members of Congress, 106 members of Congress. 73,534 of you have signed up already at aclj.org. You can do that as well on the show, while we're on the show today. You can go to aclj.org. You support the ACLJ there as well by making an online donation. But if you can make that phone call now, folks, we want to build this to 250,000 people, which is why we have got right on this. It was just a week ago today. The Supreme Court said we're going to hear the case 5.5 hours over 2 days of oral argument. Very comprehensive. So, folks, we want you to be part of this brief, and we're not going to let up until we get to that 250,000. You can call now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. If you want to talk to us on air, 1-800-684-3110. What do you think about this terror arrest in New York as well? Another American who's turned, converts to Islam and then turns to a radical Islam inspired by Al-Qaeda, the nuclear Iran situation, all this coming to a head. We'll take your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. But call now, add your name to our brief. Stand up for life. Stand up against Obamacare, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Or sign up right now, like 73,000 people have already done, at aclj.org.
It's
It's official. The Supreme Court of the United States will now determine whether Obamacare is unconstitutional. That's right. The highest court in the land has decided to hear the flawed health care law. And now we must focus on urging the justices to declare this problematic measure unconstitutional. For more than a year and a half, the ACLJ has battled Obamacare in the courts. We knew from the very start that this law was bad for America, a pro-abortion, government-run measure that does not provide the kind of health care America needs or deserves. Stand with the ACLJ now. With a decision expected by the High Court in just a matter of months, it's now more important than ever to voice your opposition to Obamacare. Join our amicus brief to be filed in this case, urging the High Court to reject Obamacare and declare it unconstitutional. Add your name now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online at aclj.org. The role of social media is now more important than ever in our national discourse. With fast-breaking developments and an ever-changing political landscape in Washington, D.C., now there's a way to stay on top of the political, legal, and cultural issues that matter most to you. Jordan Seculo brings the immediacy of Twitter to talk radio. As Director of Policy and International Operations for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jordan Seculo is one of the most followed conservatives on Twitter. He tackles the tough topics with insightful analysis and interviews with top decision makers and conservative leaders at home and abroad. Jordan is taking your questions live via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Seculo. The Jordan Seculo Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio and live on ACLJ.org. For more information, go to JordanSeculo.com.
Welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. Plenty of news this week, even though we're heading up to Thanksgiving. You've got, of course, the Iran situation. You have the super committee here not coming to an agreement on cutting the debt, which means that the spending, you know, the deficit spending, $1.3 trillion in automatic cuts come into force. The stock market's plummeted 300 points. And I was on Fox News this morning. We'll play some of that in the next segment of the broadcast, talking about what a Republican president, so let's say, you know, President Obama's defeated in the upcoming election, but the Supreme Court this summer says that Obamacare is constitutional. What can a Republican president do, even without a supermajority in the U.S. Senate, so not, you know, not reaching the 60-vote threshold to totally repeal it, to basically gut Obamacare? And I walk through that today on Fox News. We'll play some of that for you in the next segment of the broadcast. I want to get to your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110 if you want to talk to us on air. Let me go first to Than Bennett, though, because Than, the super committee news is making, you know, it's making a lot of news. One, because they've admitted failure, but second, because it's already having an impact on our economy today with the falling stock market.
Yeah, it's having an impact, Jordan, and it has an impact because, you know, we've reached $15 trillion in debt. We're running annual deficits of $1.5 trillion a year. I mean, it is time to cut into this deficit, and the hope was that the super committee would be able to come up with a deal. Just to remind folks, that deadline that they had was actually on Wednesday, but they needed to come to an agreement today in order to give CBO 48 hours to score it, and it basically looks like they're not going to be able to come to any agreement at all. Of course, the Republicans wanted spending cuts. The Democrats wanted tax increases. So basically what has happened is nothing has happened, and you're seeing the impact on the market. And Jordan, I got to tell you, until we get spending under control, this is going to continue to be the norm. If the federal government doesn't get out of the spending business, we're going to see this impact continue on the economy.
Oh, folks, this is something we have to follow very closely. We want to take your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. And I need you to sign our brief. Now, you know, 2 days of oral argument, Obamacare at the U.S. Supreme Court. Already the long-term care provision of Obamacare has fallen apart. I mean, the bill is falling apart as we make our way to the U.S. Supreme Court, but it goes into force, and it could go into force as a very flawed, you know, even more flawed piece of legislation. We need to do everything that we can. We want to represent 250,000 of you. Already, we represent 73,000 online who have signed up, but you can do two ways to sign our brief, which 106 members of Congress have signed on as well. You can stand with them. You can call our toll-free number right now, 877-989-2255, and add your name to this brief. That's 877-989-2255. 989-2255 or aclj.org. That's a great place to sign up as well. Aclj.org. 73,000 people. It's only been a week, folks. This is Monday to Monday. Have already signed that brief, so we can get to 250,000 by March, certainly, if you're willing to take a stand. I know you don't like this law. Are you going to stand up against it? 877-989-2255. Dan, let's get to the phones.
Yeah, Jordan, we've got a lot of calls coming in. We've got a couple lines open. If you want to be on the broadcast, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Let's go to line four. Norma's calling from California. Norma, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning. Hi, Norma.
I'm so thankful for you. I'm so thankful that God's in control and he's going to repeal this. And we can do it together. And I belong to the Women's Republican Group in East County, and I just want to voice my opinion and thank you. And I'd like to give a donation. And
great. Well, hey, Norm, what I'm going to do is make sure we keep you on the line. Thank you so much for your support for the ACLJ. We wouldn't be here without all of you folks who are listening, who call the broadcast, who support the ACLJ. And, Norma, don't hang up, and we're going to keep you on the line so we get your information. If you want to make a donation to the ACLJ, there's a couple ways to do so, folks. You can always go to aclj.org, just like you can sign the brief. You can do it online if that's easy for you. And you can always make the phone call, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or aclj.org. Now, Norma actually brought up, you know, what we're going to do to try to stop Obamacare from going into full force. Obviously, the Supreme Court could handle that question for us. But what if the Supreme Court says it is constitutional or they don't strike all of the provisions down? What can the next president of the United States do, assuming that that's not President Obama? All right, so imagine if it's President Romney now we're talking about, or President Gingrich. Let's take a listen. I was on Fox News this morning actually discussing what the president can do on his own through executive orders and through waivers. And remember, President Obama's used those waivers. And then also with the normal majority, just a 51 majority vote in the U.S. Senate, not having to get that filibuster-proof majority. Let's take a listen.
If the Supreme Court says Obamacare is legal, can it still be overturned by a new president? One wonders. Jordan Sekulow, Executive Director of the American Center for Law and Justice. How you doing, Jordan? Good morning.
Hey, Bill.
To Good you. Here's a bit of a riddle right now. So the Supreme Court says, okay, it's legal. It stays. Mitt Romney, perhaps, is your president. What powers does he have at that point, if any?
Sure. Well, as President Obama's done, he can grant waivers to the states. Now, one problem with that, Bill, is that right now those waivers don't go into effect till 2017. So I think even Governor Romney, if he was to be president, would want to try to get Congress to change that law. And there may be Democrat support for that. You may not need a supermajority in the U.S. Senate to move the waiver date up. There's a lot of broad statutory interpretation power that the federal government has to interpret what a waiver could be, what's comparable health care. So that's part one. You issue those waivers.
Right, let me pause you right there. Quickly. So the president could sign waivers. Does that need congressional approval at all?
That would not need congressional approval. President Obama's done it to labor unions. Over 1,000 companies and organizations
okay,
have right, already gotten
again.
It. So that's day one.
What could Romney waive then under the law?
You'd be waiving all of the state exchange requirements, so they wouldn't have to set up an exchange. The individual mandate would not have to go into effect. And then the next day, the Senate, with 51 votes, Bill, could do a reconciliation bill that guts all federal subsidies from Obamacare. What does that mean? None of the money that would go to Medicaid, none of the money that would go to the states would be there. So there would be an impetus in the first 2 days of your office, because the law goes into effect, remember, 2014. You take the oath in 2013 in January, you have a full year, basically, because now Democrats are in a tough spot. Even though they don't like what you've done, you've basically destroyed this. And it could hurt people if you don't put some fixes in,
right,
but you got a year to do it, and their back's against the wall.
Let me pause you again. If the waivers are granted, doesn't the law fall apart anyway?
Not completely. For instance, the insurance companies would still have to follow the regulations. So they would have to still give health insurance to people without, you know, the pre-existing conditions, all that language. They've done that before in some states. And if you do that without reforming other parts of the system, you could crash the healthcare system. So they're not going to like this idea. But here's what we got, Bill. I think this is what we have to think. People discounted this when Governor Romney first said it. And then they start thinking about it and they realize, wait, you can gut the entire law. And it puts Democrats back against the wall because they may say, oh, we're not going to repeal it. To do a full repeal, you need a supermajority in the Senate. That's 60
votes. I got you.
Votes.
So what you're saying is you could deconstruct the law. It is tricky.
Exactly.
And it's complicated. But it's possible, even if the Supreme Court says the law holds up.
Sure. The Supreme Court doesn't decide what's good policy. They just say if something's constitutional or not. So you get in there, day one and day two as President of the United States, you can start tearing this apart. And then the Senate and Congress, really, the whole Congress, has got to come in and compromise. And I think that's a perfect position to put a Senate in, that you may not have a Republican majority if you're a new Republican president. I mean, hopefully we don't get to this point, Bill. Hopefully the Supreme Court strikes as unconstitutional.
Yeah, we'll see on that. That's right. But all these theories are very interesting to see the future of this program. And,
exactly.
And you saw how compromise works so well with that super committee. So
yeah, right.
Hold on to your hat. Thank you, Jordan. Good to have you in, okay?
Thanks, Bill.
All right.
You know, folks, that was on Fox News this morning. So we're already thinking about ways to deconstruct Obamacare, even if the Supreme Court. You know, we're not going to stop fighting. But obviously, battle one is coming in March. That's the oral arguments. The briefs are filed before that. We want you to sign on to our brief. We already represent over 70,000 of you. Now, here's the way you do it. You call our toll-free number, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. 2255. As you can tell, you saw my dad on Fox News last week talking about Obamacare, and this has only been a week since the Supreme Court announced exactly today at 10 a.m. Last week that they would hear the case. What we've been able to put together at the ACLJ and how much media we've done on it, talking about all the different approaches, what could be done by the president if the Supreme Court says it's constitutional, what you know, is the likelihood of the Supreme Court ruling on it, or is 5.5 hours of oral argument, a number of issues at play that they're doing different briefs on. But we represent 106 members of Congress, and we also want to represent you. And we want to get to 250,000 Americans. We've got the time, but we need you to act. Call our toll-free number, 877-989-2255. Add your name to our brief. Again, folks, you are fighting Obamacare, a pro-abortion bailout, really, for Planned Parenthood and abortion providers. You know, remember all the emails last week between now Justice Kagan when she was at DOJ and Lawrence Tribe, the law professor who was also doing work at DOJ, saying, yeah, it was great that those pro-life Democrats bought into a signing statement on steroids, basically saying, you know, mocking the idea that that executive order that President Obama issued really did protect life. They knew it didn't protect life at all. Call now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Over 70,000 of you have joined just online at ACLJ.org. But I'm asking you now, pick up your phone and call 877-989-2255 or sign up at ACLJ.org.
The role of social media is now more important than ever in our national discourse. With fast-breaking developments and an ever-changing political landscape in Washington, D.C., now there's a way to stay on top of the political, legal, and cultural issues that matter most to you. Jordan Seculo brings the immediacy of Twitter to talk radio. As Director of Policy and International Operations for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jordan Seculo is one of the most followed conservatives on Twitter. He tackles the tough topics with insightful analysis and interviews with top decision makers and conservative leaders at home and abroad. Jordan is taking your questions live via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Seculo. The Jordan Seculo Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio and live on ACLJ.org. For more information, go to JordanSeculo.com. It's official. The Supreme Court of the United States will now determine whether Obamacare is unconstitutional. That's right. The highest court in the land has decided to hear the flawed health care law. And now we must focus on urging the justices to declare this problematic measure unconstitutional. For more than a year and a half, the ACLJ has battled Obamacare in the courts. We knew from the very start that this law was bad for America, a pro-abortion, government-run measure that does not provide the kind of health care America needs or deserves. Stand with the ACLJ now. With a decision expected by the High Court in just a matter of months, it's now more important than ever to voice your opposition to Obamacare. Join our amicus brief to be filed in this case, urging the High Court to reject Obamacare and declare it unconstitutional. Add your name now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online at aclj.org.
Pressure in Washington, D.C. These cuts now to spending, $1.3 trillion, look like they'll go with the automatic cuts, which really hits the military Department of Defense. Will go into force now that the super committee has failed. And though, you know, you never know until the last moment in Washington, D.C., it sent the stock market, you know, just downhill into a spiraling kind of situation. I want to get right to the phones, 1-800-684-3110. Than, who do we have next?
Yeah, Jordan, let's go to line two. We've got Michael calling from Florida. Michael, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Yes, sir. Great show. Listen to you all the time. I have a quick question for you that
sure.
You can probably answer for a lot of our listeners. I sign these documents all the time, either online or over the phone. But what I wanted to know is what happens
sure.
to them once you have received that all those signatures and you present them?
Yep.
One, how are they received? And number two, what impact does it have on the particular decision?
Well, it's all different. So, for instance, on what we're talking about specifically right now is signing a brief. So this is different than a petition to Congress or the president. Signing a brief, I mean, we have to put that together in the actual brief that gets submitted to the Supreme Court. It's almost like an addendum, an attachment of all your names from around the country, and including those 106 members of Congress who have signed on. So you're kind of following in the footsteps of what members of Congress are doing, which is also signing on saying we support their legal position. So that's how the court is handled. And we don't do that often. That is usually only these big cases at the U.S. Supreme Court, sometimes at the appellate court level when we're talking about defending the national motto "In God We Trust" or the National Day of Prayer. We've done that before. But Than, when we do petitions to Congress or the executive branch, we do it a number of ways. We can break it down by congressional district. We can break it down by state. Obviously, if it's going to a national leader like President Obama or someone in the administration, it's the whole country. But we really do tailor it to have the most impact possible in D.C., and they get delivered.
Yeah, that's right, Jordan. In fact, when one of these petitions goes to Congress, either to the House or the Senate, we break them down in a couple of ways. If it's going to the Senate, of course, we take all of the members that sign from a given state that senator represents and get those names to them. And generally, Jordan, you get a response directly from the senator on that issue, so you know that they've taken interest. It's because you voted for that person, so they have an interest in responding to you. Now, when we send them over to the House, we've got to go down a little bit further. You've got to break them down to a congressional district because a member of the House does not represent the entire state. So it really does depend who we are delivering that petition to, but we break it down so that the person receiving it has a direct interest in responding to you and telling you what they're doing to respond to your concern.
Yeah, so, I mean, they do have an impact. I would say, Than, latest one was basically when the FCC announced that they would actually take the fairness doctrine and completely strike it from their regulations, even though it's not implemented right now. They actually decided,
right,
because of all of the pressures, what they said, and all of the distraction it was causing, that they would actually go so far as to take it off the books.
Yeah, and that's actually a great example because you have a small board there made up of commissioners who aren't elected, and they aren't used to hearing from the public in the masses that we can get them to hear from. And additionally, Jordan, on that particular issue, we actually went to Congress as well on behalf of the voters, and the members of Congress then in turn put pressure on the FCC. And remember, the FCC answers to Congress, so when members of Congress are prodded to ask them about an issue, they generally listen. So you kind of have an effect in a couple of different ways, and we try to attack it from multiple angles.
All right, let's go right back to the phones. Joyce is calling from Florida on line one. Joyce, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
My question is, I'm trying to find out how, I know not long ago, a year or two or so ago, they were trying to get everyone to have to purchase health insurance. And that didn't fly, but
it did fly. I mean, that's what the law that goes into force January 2014, the Affordable Care and Patient Protect, the Affordable Care Act, Patient Protection Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare. That's what it does, Joyce. It did fly. It's going to be challenged at the U.S. Supreme Court in March, but that would force, that has the individual mandate that unless you are meet a certain poverty line, where you'd be qualified for full coverage under Medicaid, and that gets expanded a bit. There's a couple of options. Either you're going to be forced to buy it with your own money, or forced to buy it from your employer, or you're going to get a little bit of subsidizing because you're right on the line between being able to afford it or not, based on their calculations. Does that answer your question?
Hey, no, because I want to understand how senior citizens have money taken out of their Social Security check for Medicare or Medicaid, whatever it is, before we even get our money. In other words, it seems like a portion of the community already has to buy into to government insurance.
Sure. I mean, we all pay for it to a certain extent for Medicare. And Than, that's a part of our, you know, our tax system, our payroll tax system, like Social Security, that we kind of all fund, and then some of us are eligible for, some aren't. And certainly we know because of the health care law that basically there's a huge cut to Medicare in there because, right, as a lot of seniors who are listening right now know, Medicare is not covering the expenses of what the, you know, what you're getting back. So it's not even enough to really fully cover what you need.
Right. We all pay into Medicare, Jordan. The difference is we don't all participate in Medicare. You have to meet certain criteria. With Obamacare, not only would we all be paying for it, but we would all be forced to participate in the requirements that it sets forward. And that's why I was glad that you brought up on Fox with Bill Hemmer this issue of the waivers, because the Obama administration has been picking and choosing who they want to exempt from the law. They said everybody has to participate, but now that it's actually passed, they're actually letting about 4 million workers out of it through these waivers. And that's why I think Governor Romney really hit on something right here. He's going to use that same tact, that same strategy of waivers, to now exempt all 50 states. He says if President Obama can pick winners and choosers, then I can grant a waiver to all 50 states as well. I think it's an effective strategy, and I think you're going to see more of the candidates start to parrot it as we go down the line.
I mean, listen, Joyce, the Obamacare legislation, the long-term care, which is kind of mirrors what Medicare does, they've already scratched that. They said it won't be, you know, it's not financially, it's not sound. It doesn't work. So they've actually taken the part. That was what Ted Kennedy, Senator Kennedy, was so, he wanted, because that would cover things like, you know, if you needed nursing care, at-home care, or needed to go to a facility. And that's been taken out. I mean, that's not going to be there. That coverage is gone. So as we're getting to the Supreme Court, Obamacare is falling apart. Some of its most popular provisions, especially for seniors, are falling apart. People are waking up to the idea that, whoa, even if the Supreme Court doesn't do this, the part I liked about this even isn't going to pan out. Let's grab another phone call. Kelly from New Mexico on line two. Kelly, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi. My question is, how many of the people from the super committee stayed in and had catered lunches? And how much did it cost the American people for them to sit there and do absolutely nothing?
Yeah, I'm going to let Than cover this, because Than, this super committee has been working. How long has it been now since they've been at the game of trying to come up with these $1.3 trillion in cuts?
Yeah, it's been a couple of months, but I think the short answer to Kelly's question is that this was predictable. I mean, when you get six Democrats, six Republicans in the room to come up with $1.2 trillion in savings, I could have told you this is where we were going to end up. Jordan, I would just say this in closing. The voters need to demand cuts from their member of Congress now. It might not be the super committee now, but your member of Congress, your senator, needs to come to the table, because this is an economic crisis. The super committee is just the latest to fail. This is a crisis that's been going on for some time now, and we really do have to have an answer.
Yeah, and folks, let me tell you what happens if we don't get an answer basically immediately. We get all of these cuts, and 50% are to our defense spending, military spending. And so this has huge implications. The Republicans, I mean, it was a tough spot. Democrats say they're not going to do anything if you don't raise taxes. Republicans saying we're not going to support tax increases. And so guess what? I mean, before it even started, if you were going to hold that line, it's not going to happen. Now, you have to ask yourself this as we're closing today. Are you going to be upset at Republicans because they didn't raise taxes? Because that was basically the only option given to them. And vice versa, are you upset at Democrats because they wouldn't do anything without a tax increase? Or do you think that it was the time to increase taxes? I think you'd have a whole discussion on that. Folks, we are finishing out the show today. You can catch the Jordan Sekulow Show coming up next with Billy Hallowell from The Blaze. You can listen online, aclj.org. Call now. Add your name to this brief, 877-989-2255. Stand up against Obamacare, 877-989-2255 or aclj.org.
Whoa. Previously, listen to the full hour of Jay's broadcast, now beginning at 12:30 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday. You can listen to the new Jordan Sekulow Show. Jordan Sekulow provides insightful analysis and interviews with top newsmakers, live from Washington, D.C. The Jordan Sekulow Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 Eastern. Find out how you can listen to the show online at www.jordansekulow.com. And if you're interested in carrying this new program on your station or network, contact the Jordan Sekulow Show via email, info@sekulow.com.